stand-up comedian, founder of East India Comedy, writer, author, and spokesperson for the Bald Appreciation Association Limited, or BAL. Saurabh Pant is here today to discuss a number of different things, including censorship, why Hate Story 3 is actually the same movie as Prem Ratan Dhanpayo, TV in India, and amazing plotlines featuring exploding brinjals, and lots, lots more on this very special episode of Bollywood Weekly.
Some nuts. I have nuts. That's what I have.
No, I'm good. I've already started recording, by the way. But okay. I edit that out.
You so want good. To eat my nuts?
Welcome, everyone, to a very special episode of Bollywood Weekly. I have here with me Saurabh Pant.
Hey, what's up?
Premier stand-up comedian and...
Premier. Makes me sound like a kind of room.
Deluxe. Super deluxe.
Yeah. He has a shower inside him, man. His breakfast is free. You can eat him off in the morning.
That's a very graphic image that I will have some time. That will take some time to erase.
That's why I offered you nuts right up top. Like, you want some nuts for my breakfast buffet, which is free. So yeah.
Fantastic. But anyway, Saurabh, thank you for being here, first of all.
Hey, man. It's my pleasure. I didn't know that you knew people.
That's great. Very good.
No, this should be fun, man. It's always fun. So, yeah.
Cool. But so I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. So first of all, this is a podcast about Bollywood. Typically, we would talk about a movie that just came out. But, you know, the movie that came out this week is Hate Story 3. And having started this podcast, I commit myself to watching a lot of movies. But even I couldn't bring myself to watch this one.
But, I mean, why? I don't like this. As Salman Khan said about Hate Story 3, he said that we should make movies like Hate Story 3 which are entertaining.
Are they entertaining, though? I'm looking at the trailer, it just looks like porn.
So what's the problem with that? I mean, like, see, the thing is that Indian porn is not legal. So this That's is the true. Closest we're going to get. And it's like, guys, Zareen Khan, that very talented actress, reinventing herself. By not wearing too many clothes. But I genuinely feel bad for Sharma Joshi. I mean, this is a guy who's like a fucking talent who's like, I am just going to grab your whatever, armras. It's just strange.
We actually discussed this a couple of weeks ago, but it's really sad because he's done so many good roles and he's a very, before this, he's a very well-respected actor and he has a pretty big fan following. But after this, I mean, it's a bit... But I wanted to ask you, actually, this is a very interesting thing, because we will get to the Outrage series a bit later, which I'm a very big fan of. But you guys, Sapa and Varma actually did this recent episode about censorship focused on TV. And I want to ask you about...
He sucks, nobody likes him. Sapa and Varma... I mean, internally, in East India Comedy, everyone hates him.
Oh, okay.
He's a tyrant. You know?
So what is the ranking in East India? You're first, of course.
No, I'm actually eighth.
Out of seven people.
I mean, I'm like the fifth Beatle. It's like that doesn't really count. I think the ranking differs on base. If you're a girl from the age of about 12 to 19, your ranking is probably Sahil or Sapan. If you're a man or a boy, whatever they're called, I don't know the technique of the man boys, then you may like me.
So, and if you're above 50, you like Atul.
If you're above 35, actually, you love Atul. And if you're a Sardar, you like Angad. If you're a Punjabi, you like Angad. If you're a South Indian, you love Kunal Rao. If you're a Muslim or you like tall guys or you like football, you like Azeem. That's it. That's basically the whole thing.
Great. But going back to censorship, veered off topic a little bit. But, you know, I this movie really confuses me because, first of all, we always hear these stories about the censor board, you know, doing things like censoring the word Bombay or, you know, causing massive cuts. But then you have a movie like this which comes out, which, as we discussed, is pretty much porn, and that is fine. But even within this movie, the word Sambhog has been replaced with Milan.
Are you serious?
The censor board didn't allow the word Sambhog to be passed and they changed it to Milan.
Milan also means marriage. So basically, next time you go to a marriage, just have sex with everyone. It's like, exactly. Hey, ye toh mera Sambhog chal raha hai, chalo, auntie.
You changed Sambhog to Milan, but it's an A-rated movie. So all the English swear words are allowed and all the sex scenes are fine, which is very confusing to me.
Well, so it actually gets far more confusing than that. So I was watching a movie called Calendar Girls to plan for this year's whatever.
Respect, respect.
And it is just, dude, it is literally like watching a photo shoot of porn. It's like the first 30 minutes has three item songs and absolutely no story, completely pointless. And then I saw the first opening credits and gave thanks to Ashok Pandit, who everyone knows is the BJP spokesperson slash one of the censor guys. And it gave thanks to Sachin Ahir, who's another politician. So the point is that Madhur Bhandarkar is a very well-connected guy.
Yes.
So he's like, I can just get away with whatever. I mean, I'm like,
Exactly.
this is just like, so in the movie, there's a girl called Nazneen who's from Pakistan and her boyfriend is called Inzamam. Because why do any research about Pakistani people? Let's just,
That's
Inzamam, their son is called
hilarious.
Shahid. Her boyfriend is called Afridi. Just any bullshit, like not even trying to. So, I
Wow.
mean, the censorship thing, I think it depends on if you're connected or no. I think that's purely what it is. And in the case of Hate Story 3, again, I think the first two were directed by Vivek Agnihotri, who's also a guy who's been speaking up with regard to the BJP on a regular basis. So I think something like that allows you to this thing. But I mean, I'm not actually tonsuring those guys. I actually think it's smart. It's like, yeah, you're good at PR, you're good at marketing, you can get away with whatever you want. And I'm fine with that, man. And like, I generally think that there should be free expression across the board. Who gives a shit,
But
man?
that's the thing, across the board is the key, because now it's like if you're connected, you can get away with stuff. Otherwise, like, you know.
But that's always been the case. I mean,
I
like,
guess.
when has that not been the case in India? So, I mean, I'm like, whatever.
As long as you make it happen, you make it happen.
Yeah, basically, if you want to show boobies, get in touch with the current government. That's what it is. It's like, I want to show sex scenes. Hi, what's up, guys?
We'll organize private screenings, especially for you.
Yeah, but I know. I mean, obviously, you got to pay money and whatever the shit it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, Hate Story 3, it'll be so funny though. Like, if you've seen on the trailers and shit like that, and it's just like her, and fair enough, let her. I mean, she's well endowed or whatever. She's cute, so she's doing whatever. It'll be so funny if you reach the movie theater and it's just the cleanest movie ever. Where it's basically like the sequel to Prem Ratan Dhar Paayo, and it's just like really the story about Zareen Khan, who's a very cultural lady, and there's just one scene of her showing her bra. That's the entire movie. It'll be so awesome if that happens, and then they all explode. That's my dream movie, guys. Hate Story 3, where it's a family-friendly Sanskari film, and then they all explode.
Yeah.
In the
Which
first
would
movie.
actually not be surprising, because most trailers now anyway just are designed to get people into the seats. It's not at all reflective of what actually happens in the movie.
Well, so a friend of mine is an editor, and he made this the opening title sequence for a movie which recently released. I won't name the movie, but it sank without a trace, sadly. And the scene involved a foreign model, because obviously, I mean,
Yeah,
Indian
of course.
ladies do not do things like this. It's only foreign model. So she was doing this whatever thing on a bed with cocaine flying or whatever the hell it is. So
Oh,
he
wow.
cut it very like nicely, like really like subtly,
Classy, yeah.
Classily, and the moments when the weird shit was happening, like he removed those bits because like whatever, like, and it looked really classy. He showed me the cut. It's great, classy.
Yeah.
And then he saw the movie, and basically they had done the reverse of what he had edited.
Oh wow.
Which is all the shit that he had removed is the shit they had put. So they hired an editor to figure out what they should not put.
That's just amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I mean, the idea is, yeah, it is to get bums on seats and shit like that. Which, whatever, I mean, I don't care. Like, I had an epiphany when I was on a flight. I was flying into Singapore right now, where the option was between watching Bollywood movies and Hollywood movies.
Huh.
And I was like, do I want to watch something entertaining or something good? That's basically what it is, right?
Which is quite sad if you think about it.
Yeah, but it's entertaining. Like I like I, again, as part of the, I don't know if you're doing Ghantas this year or whatever we're doing. You might be doing something else over the Ghantas, whatever we're
Yeah.
doing. I had to watch all these shit movies, and I saw ABCD2, which is another horrendous piece of shit, man. It's
It's
just
it's like a 2 hour episode of Jhalak Dikhla Ja with like, you know, two scenes of random things in between.
Yeah, I mean, there's a scene where Varun Dhawan gets rejected from a dance contest for plagiarizing a dance,
yeah,
whatever, which is
from back Thailand or something.
Yeah,
Philippines.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Well done, well done. You've done your research on this. Yeah,
I watched that movie as well.
Our lives are really sad when we know this shit. It's like, yes, Philippines, of course, that's ABCD.
Yeah,
to
Philippine All Stars, of course, the classic dance group.
Well done, yeah. So yeah, he gets, and there's this whole dance sequence which lasts for 7 minutes of him dancing in regret, And it's just basically an excuse for him to show his body. And I'm like, I get it. You go to the gym. Screw you. But it's a terrible movie. But it was still, yeah, I'm still riveted at how terrible it was. I don't know if you saw the scene in the movie where the movie was in 3D in India. It was released in 3D.
Oh, wow. I did not watch it in 3D.
Yeah.
My life did not get that sad yet.
Like, I think if ABCD2 makes you put on goggles, you're like, that's a step too far. I'm not willing to take this commitment to the next level for this shit.
How does that work? So Varun Dhawan's chest is just like thrust into your face every time he...
Well, not only that. So to warrant the fact that they had a 3D movie, there's a scene in the movie where, I don't know if you saw this, Prabhu Deva drinks shampoo. For whatever reason, and bubbles come out of his mouth. And the reason why that scene was there was that people in 3D would be like, wow, those bubbles are coming at me. That's a level of 3D in India. It's like, shampoo bubbles, guys. This is worth your 300 rupee ticket for 3D. So it's crazy. I mean, yeah, some of this shit is mad, man.
That's insane. But I mean, so you mentioned the Ghanta Awards briefly. So I wanted to ask you, I was going to say, what motivated you to come up with the concept of Ghanta Awards? That's a fairly easy answer, I think, given the quality of movies coming out of India. But how did you come up with the concept of that this would be something cool to do?
So it's actually not my idea. It's actually a friend of mine approached me to do the Ghantas about 6 years back, and I said no.
Oh, okay.
Because I think it's stupid. I generally think, I think it's the most frivolous and pointless show on earth. and I mean, just generally talking about Bollywood just makes me want to kill myself. It's just like, it's...
Thanks, sorry, very reaffirming, but, you know.
No, I mean, but think about it, man. You're talking about, like, the lowest... again, you're obviously talking about shit which is slightly more evolved or whatever it is, but generally talking about... I mean, like, come on, we just spoke about tits for, like, 10 minutes, so it's very evolved, guys. But, I mean, the thing is that I found it boring as shit. And also because of dates and shit like that, I couldn't do it for the first 2 years, and then of course East India Comedy got involved, and I think Sapan and Sahil specifically really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, guys, you want to do it, let's do it, let's make it happen. But I think that helps. I think my cynicism and our general cynicism towards the show actually helps the show, because it makes us think of stuff which is slightly not the low-hanging fruit aspect.
Yeah.
Though, sadly, what happens every single year in the Ghantas is the low-hanging fruit jokes are the ones which get the most, like, references or whatever the shit it is. Like, everything which is slightly evolved, people are like,
yeah.
Like, I did jokes on Love Jihad and all that stuff this year, and completely ignored. And then there was a bit by Sapan about Boops Piladi. That's become a legendary bit. And the same shit happened with Sahil. So last year, one of the bits which I did was, again, one of those low-hanging fruits of some bullshit, which is, again, the same tit-boop-ass-penis jokes. And then the year before that, it was Sahil some joke. And so we just keep thinking, well, like, Sapan, me and Sahil are sitting, we're like, it's Boops Piladi, guys. That's what the shit is about. This is so stupid. I mean, again, I don't know if you're doing Ghantas or we're doing another variation of that this year. We're still like figuring out what to do with regards to that, but I think we'll definitely be doing a Bollywood
theme show.
Yeah, something around that.
That's very interesting, because I think that's also your comment about the low-hanging fruit is just reflective of a lot of audiences in India, because we always end up discussing this on our shows. Like, you know, you have movies like Sing Is Bling and Welcome Back, which are just complete nonsense, but they do phenomenal business at the box office. And then you have slightly more intellectual movies like even Tamasha, which I thought is a bit deeper than, you know, the typical Ranbir Deepika affair. Or you have movies like Talwar, and if you like, you know, they get a lot of critical acclaim, people watch them, they say this is amazing, but if you look at the actual numbers, it's not even comparable to the business that a Sing Is Bling or a Dhoom 3 or something like that does.
But again, it's a marketing thing. Like, so my opening joke for the Ghantas show was going to be like, this has been one of the worst years for Bollywood
ever. Yeah,
like it's just
it
been
really has.
terrible movies the back to back, and I'm so thankful for teenagers getting murdered, you know, because we got Talwar.
Wow.
So that's a joke which is probably never going to make it to. No, but I like Talwar. It was depressing and showed like whatever. But again, I think the marketing mechanism for it is also, it's a slightly low budget film. Like when you think about it, the biggest star is Irfan Khan, who's amazing. I love that guy. But again, I think it's less promoted and it's less palatable for everyone. I mean, again, I think what we tend to forget with our judgment of Bollywood is the fact that India's consumption patterns with regards to Bollywood are that I want to go out there and get entertained. I mean, nobody gives a shit about anything else. And
fair.
Sing Is Bling is entertaining as shit. It's probably a terrible movie. I haven't seen it, but
Yeah.
I assume that it's terrible. But I mean, I like how you can just assume, like, it's like
You're right. That's the thing. You're right in assuming that it's terrible
But
because
see,
you.
that's what I like. Like, this is what I like about Akshay Kumar, though. What I like about Akshay Kumar is that he literally makes like 780 movies in a year, and out of them, two
But,
like 778 will be pieces of shit,
yeah,
and two will be genuinely insanely good.
Yeah,
like he made Special Chappies last
which
week,
is a
which I thought
great
was
movie. Yeah.
amazing. Holiday wasn't terrible, even though it was completely unbelievable that whatever's happening.
Yeah. Even Gabbar Is Back was actually not too bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I mean, he makes those like, and then he was in OMG and whatever.
Yeah.
So he still makes that one movie per year, which is like still,
mm-hmm.
I think, quite the thing. So I genuinely admire the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I realize he's basically Aamir Khan without the pretension. Like Aamir Khan is like, I'm making this one movie and I'll spend my years. And this guy's like, I made 803 movies while you were crying. So.
No, that's very true.
Yeah. But I think it's just entertainment, man. I mean, and again, I think it's what people want to see. So, and again, I think Queen or Talwar or whatever making less money is not, like, again, 60 crores or whatever, 85
yeah.
odd crores is not something to be scoffed at.
No,
it's obviously not going to be making the kind of like $290 billion that Prem Ratan Than Payo's some item song made. But whatever. So, yeah.
And on that note, we will take a very quick break. But instead of the music today, let me give you a couple of minutes from Saurabh's set at the Ghanta Awards 2015. For those of you who have not seen or heard of the show, the Ghanta Awards are a spoof award show honoring the worst that Bollywood has to offer. The entire show is available for free on the East India Comedy YouTube channel, so please do check that out and subscribe. I highly recommend. Highly recommend checking out not just this year's shows, but the previous years as well. See you on the other side for more chat with Saurabh.
So the final category before we get into the songs, the final category I have for you, of course, is the worst director. The first nominee we have for you, of course, is Anand Mahadevan for The Exposé. Anand Mahadevan made a terrible film called The Exposé, and I feel really bad for him. Because first of all, I mean, the movie starred this guy. I mean, genuinely, that's a bad start. Himesh Reshammiya as your lead in a movie is a terrible idea. And the movie's title is also so shitty. The Exposé. Exposé. Like Jose, but for all. Like just some... Like, with that stupid dash on top. Like, I mean, it's such a Himesh Reshammiya movie that even the title has a topi. It's like so... so shitty. The dialogue writing in the film is also terrible. Terrible dialogue. The scripting is awful. There's a scene in the movie where this woman, really hot woman, is hitting on Himesh Reshammiya because it's fiction. And... And she's hitting on him and she wants to sleep with him. And Himesh tells her, he's like, main bistar mein neend ke ilawa kuch nahi deta. You're such a loser, dude. Like, seriously, like, your dick is a sleeping pill. Like, that's like... the next nominee, of course, we have for you. That's Siddharth Anand for Bang Bang. That's Hrithik Roshan as a clock. Okay, Bang Bang is a insane film. Goes on for 3.5 hours where there's this romantic story between Katrina Kaif and Hrithik Roshan. Goes on and on, 3.5 hours and shit like that. Movie ends, happy ending, both of them are together. And Katrina Kaif turns to Hrithik and she's like, ab kya? And Hrithik is like, kuch baki hai. She's like, kya? Like, bang, bang. This whole movie was foreplay. That's like... This is just an excuse for you guys to have sex. And it's actually true. It's actually true. Like, after the movie gets over, they have this song where they're like erotically dancing with each other. And it's supposed to be symbolic of the fact that they're having sex. I'm sure some of you have heard the song. Where you're like, are you feeling it tonight? Are you feeling it tonight? Bang, bang, raat bhar, baat kar, tu mere saath chal. Raat bhar, baat kar, tu mere saath chal. What kind of sex are you having? What is this? Deranged. Are you guys crabs? Like, just like, what?
The other thing I wanted to ask you about is the Outrage series, which has recently come up and which I'm a huge fan of. And for listeners who haven't checked it out, definitely please watch the EIC Outrage series. It's basically a series of... Why don't you describe it, actually? I'm not even sure what the best way is.
No, you describe it. It's more fun that way.
Okay, fine.
To put you in the spot.
But, I mean, to me, it's a series of five-minute snippets which talk about current affairs in India and just how ridiculous things are in our country and in the world in general, but presented through a very funny yet educational perspective.
Yeah, I mean, probably that's a decent description. I think it's just about us raging about shit, which annoys you. And there's a lot of shit in India, I think. And the idea was that it took us, it's basically a news comedy series that we're doing, and involves everyone from EIC basically stepping up and doing whatever it is. And I'm glad it's working, because we're getting a lot of people, a lot of news people calling us and saying great job and blah, blah, blah. But
But honestly, I mean, I'm not just saying this because you're sitting here, but literally I find out all my news about India through your show, and it's way more educational than anything than actually watching the news in India. Because the news in India is just like, you know.
Yeah, it's and also the intention was that, I mean, at least I think not all the videos, but for most of the videos is to give a balanced opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Even with regards to something as basic as Narendra Modi's trips abroad.
Yeah.
I think there is two sides to the story.
Mm-hmm.
So we focus on both sides. And for example, like the intolerance debate, it's against both sides of the story about you want to know whether the people who are saying that intolerance exists are right, or whether the people who are saying that doesn't exist are right. And even the award Vapsi situation, for example, where people in India just started returning their awards to protest intolerance.
Yeah.
And what we realize is that when we are speaking about both sides of the story, what we realize is that 99% of the time, both sides of the story in India are probably wrong and also right. It's damn weird. It's
is that phrase, always wrong but never in doubt.
So that's when you realize that, but 95% of Indians aren't willing to accept the fact that there may be another point of view.
Right.
And that's the
which
idea.
In itself is intolerant.
Yeah, I mean, for whatever it's worth, I mean, I generally think that the crimes against minorities and shit like that in India are a terrible endorsement for the country. But as Arnab Goswami, my best friend, I was completely on the fence about the award Vapsi thing when these guys were returning their awards and shit. And then I heard Arnab's one debate, which was genuinely... good, where he basically said that, I find it intolerant that you think this country, this entire country of India is intolerant. These entire killings and black people being killed in the US on a regular basis, is that intolerant? He starts screaming at the guests, and I'm like, that makes sense, because technically, across the world, Australians...
Yeah, it's not unique to India.
Every year there is a story coming out about Australians beating up some student. In the US, I mean, every single day, sadly, there's stories of somebody killing somebody for whatever reason. That doesn't mean you just paint them in the entire intolerant brush. So I genuinely think that they are... for example, in India, there are people who are... who think that Modi's victory was a victory for religion, which is completely wrong.
Mm.
It was a victory for development and all that nonsense, which is what they try to gloss over.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's stuff like this that we talk about, but with jokes.
Yeah.
You know, and like this serious conversation about life and whatever. So, it's fun, man. It's like a fun show. We've been working on it for about a year and a half, 2 years now. So, I'm glad it's actually finally found its feet, man.
Yeah. It's good. And so, on a related note, but slightly off track, but news comedy in general now is a... very topical, you know, thing in India. AIB is also doing a show on news comedy.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to ask you is...
we started before them, just to... Yeah.
I know.
like a year before them.
your show is better, don't worry.
we started before, only the problem is nobody knows it. They're like,
yeah, because you had the... it was called something else.
It's called the bottom line.
Yeah, the bottom line.
Like a year, yeah.
Yeah. But what I want to ask you is, so now there's been also generally in terms of content... you know, the YouTube scene really took off, you know, in the last 2-3 years. And now a lot of you guys have been, like AIB now has their own TV show. Kenneth Sebastian also did a show on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Is that something you guys, either you individually or EIC, have you guys considered doing either like a show or a web series or something more long form content?
I was supposed to be doing a movie, actually. I was
supposed
to be doing a big Bollywood film and all that. Which I'm actually serious. Everyone laughs when I say it. They're like, you really look at your face, dirty bastard.
Were you starring in the film? Or?
It was a movie which I was supposed to be doing, which is like, and I lost a shit ton of weight for it and became fit for like a month. And then the movie didn't happen. But the point is that I mean that experience and other experiences in the side also taught us was that I really don't give a shit about TV or film. I really don't care.
Okay.
I think that YouTube is like the last bastion of democratic expression in India, and that's far more important to me than getting on TV and reaching out to more people and whatever the shit it is. I think it's like it's probably gonna take a longer time to do what we do on YouTube to catch on. But I prefer that being a widespread thing as opposed to doing something on TV, which I don't really believe in.
But I mean, so TV and film is one thing, that's more about the medium. But for example, would you consider doing more long form content, like for example a web series, which you know TVF has done to
it's
some
a shit ton of work, man. TVF is outstanding, man. Yeah. TVF is like their their ambition and their scope of things is amazing. And I think we all in the YouTube space, I think in India, actually owe a considerable debt to them for doing what they've done. And they've always been ahead of the curve in everything they've tried. But doing a web series is a shit ton of work, man. It just requires a lot of focus and a lot of writing and stuff. And the point is that East India Comedy is, we're first stand-up comedians and second everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
So for us, the point is that I prefer being a touring comedian and people coming for my shows off of what we do on YouTube. And now it's actually started making us money as well, which we are all shocked by. Like this year, Kunal and me were doing the accounts. We're like, shit, we made money this year. I'm like, are you serious? Check again. It's like, it actually is. I'm like, fuck, burn it. Let's burn the money, guys. Or make a bed and sleep on it or whatever. So yeah, I mean, I don't care about TV because I was a TV writer for like a decade and I hated working in it. I thought the censorship rules are crazy and the fact that you have to keep placating different egos for... Like in TV, what happens in Indian TV is that there's always this fictional child from Raipur. Every single time. Okay. Like it's like, you're saying this joke, but there is a child from Raipur. If he hears it, he will go on a murderous rampage in Raipur. I'm like, who is this child? Where is this fictional child? I want to meet this child and I want to either punch him in the face or educate him about life.
But do you think that's changing though, or will it change?
Well, the fact that AIB is allowed to talk politics now, by the way, wasn't the case 2 years back.
Mm.
2 years back, we were doing a show on Star World. I was doing a show with Veer or whatever. And we weren't allowed to talk politics, man. We weren't allowed to mention names. We weren't allowed to do whatever. I think AIB, what they're doing is interesting because there's at least they're treading new ground and breaking barriers and all that bullshit. But again, I mean, I'm not too sold on the TV idea yet. I think with AIB, what's happening is that they're making a shit ton of money and reaching out to a very, very large audience, which is amazing. And all due credit to them. But it's not personally something that I currently want to do. It might change, but I really don't care, man. I don't want to bend my back for somebody, some corporate stooges' ego.
Makes sense. So, and even AIB, I mean, but at least my take on it is their show is also more of a push to get Hotstar off the ground and up and running in terms of, you know, digital media and online streaming. Which, and I think the TV is just like, you know, because these guys are so big and they have the reach, let's put it on TV and see what happens.
But I think it was a reverse, actually. It was a reverse engineering thing. But I mean, the thing is that it's worked far more on Hotstar than it has on TV because Hotstar version is unedited.
Yeah, and it also airs 4 days earlier on Hotstar, and nowadays people want everything
fast
and on demand.
But again, I mean, when you think about it, like everything landmark in India for the last 4 years has come off the web. Literally,
exactly.
Like barring a few of a handful of films and whatever the shit, and strangely enough, Comedy Nights with Kapil, like that's been the breakthrough show in the last whatever three years. And beyond that, there's literally nothing on Indian TV where you're like, oh my god, what an amazing thing. Mm-hmm. Everything's like largely a piece of shit on Indian TV. Like my favorite story is about a show called Sarojini that I saw. Where I was seeing the show because I was bored and I was on drugs. I don't do drugs, but let's pretend I do. Where basically it's one of the Saas Bahu serials where the Bahu, there's a shot of the Bahu and she's got a brinjal in her hand and she's about to make bengar ka bharta and she's about to light the stove, cut to a shot of the Saas looking like evil and shit, like and all that whatever. Cut back to the Bahu and she lights the stove and the brinjal explodes.
Wow.
And then cut back to the Saas looking evil, like, hey, my plan is successful. I'm like, when the fuck did this shit happen?
Wow.
Like Saases are now being financed by ISIS and shit. This is, like, what are you guys doing, man? This is deranged shit. So I think
I don't know if it was the same show, but some of the stuff that goes on Indian TV is just nuts.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I mean, there was this one thing that I saw online, which was a clip of, there was an entire like 2 minute monologue about a rat that is in the house, and they have to chase the rat out because it's inauspicious and the girl is pregnant, and so it'll like mess up her vibes or whatever. It was ridiculous.
But what is Rahul Gandhi doing in the house, guys? There was another story which I think somebody shared this on Twitter, which is a brief summary of one of the shows, and it's like, it was something about Kekai was trying to make buttermilk for the family, and she doesn't have butter. And there's a screenshot of Kekai crying. I'm like, this is buttermilk. Are you like, is chas really the big topic? Like, oh my god, chas is not there, guys.
Yeah.
We should all kill ourselves. So again, I mean, as I said, it's atrocious, man. So I think on air is at least helping push the envelope a bit. Mm. But I don't give a shit about it. I just don't care about. I mean, not about AIBs on air. I think it's a very
about TV in general.
Yeah, about TVs, I don't care. And film requires so much of work, man. I just don't have the time for it. I think the only person who wants to get into film from EIC is probably Sapan.
Okay.
Which I think he will, but the rest of us don't give a shit at all. Mm. And it's raining now.
Fantastic.
Oh man. So I can't even leave. Great. I'm trapped.
You're trapped here with me, with nowhere to go.
So yeah. But Bollywood, man, Prem Ratan Dhanpayo, guys. I haven't seen the movie, but I can imagine it's
just, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing with, I mean, and you know, you brought this up earlier, with a movie like Singh Is Bling, you are still entertained by how appalling it is and how ridiculous it is.
Yeah.
With Prem Ratan, you don't even have that. It's just boring for like large parts of it. And you're just sitting there like, what is, like, why am I watching this? Why am I here? You know, why am I doing this? A lot of existential questions.
But I got to say this, man. Suraj Birjatia, like, I grew up watching a lot of his films. And like, Maine Pyar Kiya and Hum Aapke Hain Kaun and all that shit.
Great films.
Great films. And I remember like, there was a scene in Hum Aapke Hain Kaun when Renuka Sahane, spoiler alert, guys, 33 years late, yeah. She dies and shit because she rolls down the stairs. And I felt so bad. And then I felt really scared of stairs for like 5 years after. Wow. I'm like, shit, stairs
had
are murderous.
A profound impact on your life.
But and Suraj Birjatia, I just realized, is basically like, he's Marwadi science fiction. That's what he does. It's, just like, it's like this contrived or whatever. Yeah. But I still like the guy or whatever, what he's done, man. So,
yeah. No, but I mean, there are some. This movie is actually far more risque than what he usually does.
Is it like she shows her ankle and stuff and they're like, oh my god.
I mean, she bathed there. There is one scene where she literally like has as, it's effectively a sex scene in a Suraj Birjatia movie where there's a song and she presses herself up against Salman and they hug. And then Salman lets go because he feels bad because he's playing a double role and he's not actually the prince. And then she basically just has an orgasm on the spot where she like tilts her head back and she starts making all these sensual sounds. And we were like, wow, like for Suraj Birjatia, this is like excellent.
Well, so here's, I assume that this is a mid shot on the torso, right? Nobody showed you the bottom part. For all you know that they were pantless.
Top half.
Yeah, they were pantless. And Salman actually entered. And that's all you need with Salman. It's like, he just like,
The pants come off by themselves.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, and his black buck just touched my area, and that's it. I'm done. I'm coming. I think that's what happened, guys. So in fact, what they're going to do now with Prem Ratan Dhanpayo is they're coming out with the second cut, which is the lower part, and that's actually Hate Story 3. This is what.
So it was actually a fully Sanskari film. You
it
know,
is.
Just
it
from
is.
The,
it is
different
the bottom part of the bottom angles of Prem Ratan Dhanpayo is Hate Story 3. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So yeah.
Cool, man. With that, I will let you go.
Thanks,
and
man.
Step out into this fantastic rain.
Yeah, probably just gonna have to stay here for like 10 minutes more and pretend I have work. So yeah. Cool,
but,
man.
Awesome. Thanks so much for doing
thanks
this.
Thanks for having me in my room. No, thanks for coming all the way, man. I appreciate it. So, yeah.
No,
this
no,
is
definitely.
Fun. So, yeah. I got some ideas for Ghantas next year, so or whatever we're doing.
Yeah. If you want a shortcut to not watching all the shit movies, just listen to the podcast. We review all the random shit that happens in Bollywood.
Sounds good, man.
A lot
super.
Of material there.
Awesome. Nice meeting you, man.
Awesome, dude.
Thanks
cheers.
For having me. Yeah.
And thank you, listeners, for having us. If you had as much fun listening to this as we did recording it, please don't forget to like and share this episode and all the other episodes we've done. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TIC Media Productions, Twitter at productions_TIC, and subscribe to the podcast either on SoundCloud or using the podcast app on iOS by searching Bollywood Weekly. And also don't forget to follow East India Comedy and subscribe to their YouTube channel because they do a lot of cool stuff, both Bollywood related and otherwise. Links are in the description, and we'll be back again next time with another very special episode. See you next week.